Welcome to the Best of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff. The Bible Answer Man is the radio ministry of the Christian Research Institute, designed to equip believers to defend their faith and become true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, because life and truth matter. Our phone number is 888-7000-CRI. That's 1-888-7000-274. You can find us on the internet at equip.org. That's equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. And now, to begin today's broadcast, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And the greatest hope that we have is the hope of resurrection. All this week, we've been talking about the greatest feat in the annals of recorded history. A word, the word feat, that reminds us of the fatal torment of Jesus Christ, something that we celebrate on Good Friday. The fact that the tomb was empty, that Christ appeared and gave many convincing proofs that he had indeed arisen from the grave. And today I want to talk about transformation. Because what happened as a result of resurrection is unprecedented. Think about it. In the span of just a few hundred years, a small band of insignificant believers succeed in turning an entire empire upside down, or as I like to say, right side up. The 12 were radically revolutionized. Peter, he was once afraid of being exposed as a follower of Christ, but after the resurrection, he became a lion of the faith. Paul, he was a ceaseless persecutor. He becomes the chief proselytizer of the Gentiles. And within weeks of the resurrection, not just a few, but an entire community of thousands of Jews, they willingly transformed the very traditions that had given them their national identity. And among these deeply entrenched traditions was the transformation of the Sabbath. This is epic. Because in Genesis, the Jewish Sabbath was a celebration of God's work in creation. In Deuteronomy, it expanded to a celebration of God's deliverance from oppression in Egypt. And in the New Testament epistles, it becomes a celebration of the rest we have through Christ, who delivers us from sin in the grave. And it is God Himself who provides the early church with a new pattern of worship, a brand new pattern of worship through Christ's resurrection on the first day of the week, through His subsequent Sunday appearances, and through the Spirit's Sunday descent. For the emerging Christian church, the most dangerous snare would have been a failure to recognize that Jesus was the substance that fulfilled the symbol of the Sabbath. But the Sabbath was not alone. Like the Sabbath, the sacrificial system underwent radical transformation. Jews, from the very time of Abraham, had been taught to sacrifice animals as a symbol of atonement for sin. But after the resurrection, followers of Christ suddenly stopped sacrificing. They recognized that the new covenant was better than the old covenant. Why? Because the body and blood of Jesus Christ is better than the blood of animals. They understood that Jesus was the substance that fulfilled the symbol. He was the sacrificial lamb who takes away the sin of the world. Well, as with the Sabbath and as with sacrifices, The Jewish rites of Passover and baptism were also radically transformed. In place of the Passover meal, believers began celebrating the Lord's Supper. Think about it. Jesus had just been slaughtered in grotesque and humiliating fashion, and yet the disciples partook of the true body, the true blood of Christ, with great joy. Only resurrection can account for that. And baptism, too, was radically transformed, because prior to the resurrection, Gentile converts were baptized in the name of the God of Israel. But after the resurrection, converts to Christianity were baptized in the name of Jesus. And in doing that, they were equating Jesus with the God of Israel. Of one thing I have become absolutely certain. If 21st century Christians could grasp the reality of resurrection in much the same fashion that first century Christians did, their lives would be totally transformed. Christ's resurrection was a historical event that took place in a time-space continuum. And likewise, your resurrection, my resurrection, will be an historical event that takes place when Christ physically returns and transforms our mortal bodies. Just as there is a one-to-one correspondence between the body of Christ that died and the body of Christ that rose, our resurrection bodies will be numerically identical to the bodies we now possess. In other words, our resurrection bodies are not second bodies. They are our present bodies, gloriously transformed. Neither Ponce de Leon nor Alexander the Great, neither one of them, and they looked diligently, neither ever discovered the fountain of youth. It does exist, however. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." All who put their trust in Jesus can be absolutely certain that they will eternally partake of the fountain of youth. Jesus promised that he would lay down his life and that he would take it up again in 3 days. His fulfillment is the guarantee that there's life after life after life. Life after life in that the redeemed continue to exist in the presence of the Redeemer. Life after life in that just as Jesus rose bodily from the grave, so too our bodies will rise immortal, imperishable, incorruptible. Proof of the greatest feat in the annals of recorded history is so certain that millions, multiplied millions, willingly lay down their lives confident that they will take them up again. After looking at all of the evidence, I have become just as certain as they were. And you, dear friend, can likewise be equally certain. Because truly, for all who are in Christ, the fountain of youth awaits. We will experience a glorious resurrection just as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rose from the dead. We celebrate His resurrection. His resurrection as the earnest and pledge of our own resurrections. If you're not excited about that, there is nothing that can truly excite you. When I come back from the break, I want to talk about Great and Holy Friday. I want to talk about our resurrection. I want to talk about what happens when we're resurrected, immortal, imperishable, incorruptible, and the fact that not just the New Testament, but the Old Testament assures us of our resurrection from the dead. Again, immortal, imperishable, incorruptible. We'll be right back with our stunning conclusion.
Fatal torment, empty tomb, appearances of Christ, transformation. These four witnesses prove the resurrection of Christ, the central truth of Christianity, and our only hope of heaven. Hank's book, The Third Day, examines the historical facts in depth to help you defend your faith and rejoice in your own coming resurrection. The Third Day is our thank you for your gift today to help produce more Bible Answer Man broadcasts and other truth-affirming CRI resources. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org to request your copy today. We'll return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast right after this. The number of wolves surrounding the Christian flock is growing, and they relish nothing more than docile sheep utterly incapable of defending themselves. From militant secularists at home to militant Islamists abroad, the assaults on biblical Christianity are growing dangerously. But Christian Research Institute support team members aren't in favor of feeding these wolves. Instead, each day they're making possible an array of outreaches that defang these wolf packs with solid arguments and evidence that have stood the test of time. What's more, support team members are equipping themselves with CRI's Equipping Essentials, a hand-picked collection of the best apologetics tools around. Your selection of resources, along with a complimentary subscription to the Christian Research Journal, are just our way of saying thanks. To learn more about the benefits of membership, simply visit equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org.
Hank Hanegraaff has dedicated his life to defending truth because truth matters. Yet an encounter with Christians in the underground church of China left Hanegraaff contemplating his Christian experience. They were experiencing something beyond truth. They were experiencing life. Truth Matters, Life Matters More by Hank Hanegraaff is two books in one. Because Truth Matters, Part 1 equips Christians to defend the essential truths of the historic Christian faith. In Part 2, Hank explains why life matters more and how we can experience the height of human existence, union with God. Prepare to move past intellectually knowing about God to experientially knowing God in Christ. To receive your copy of Truth Matters, Life Matters More, The Unexpected Beauty of an Authentic Christian Life, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.
When you need answers about the Bible and the intersection of our faith and culture, you turn to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and the Christian Research Institute. But did you know we're entirely supported by God's provision through friends like you? In appreciation for your gift of ministry support today, we'll send you Hank's book, The Third Day, a convincing case study on the most important truth of Christianity, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Johnny Erickson Tada has said, "Hank leaves no stone unturned, thoroughly portraying the resurrection as our grand hope, the glorious springboard from which we all dive into eternity." Strengthen your defense of the resurrection and increase your confidence in your own eternal future. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org now.
Thank you.
Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And as mentioned in the first segment of the broadcast today, we are in the midst of remembering the great and holy Friday, the day that Jesus Christ was pierced for our transgressions, the day that he was crushed for our iniquities. The fact that the punishment that brought us peace was upon Christ, and that by his wounds we are healed. Now, you may recall that what I just now quoted comes directly from the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, who portends Christ as a tender shoot coming forth from the stump of Jesse. He was despised. He was rejected by men. He took up our infirmities. He carried our sorrows. For though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit found in his mouth, the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds, we are healed. Led like a lamb to the slaughter, the servant of the Lord bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Thank me. Thank you. Thank all of those who suffer the ravages of sin, of death, of decay, of destruction. Isaiah in the Old Testament foreshadows the suffering and death of Jesus Christ as the aim and the end of all Old Testament sacrifices. It's the antitype of the sin offering. It's the antitype of the trespass offering. The Passover lamb itself, a Passover lamb silent before its shears. As Theanthropus, the God-man, that's what Theanthropus means. As Theanthropus, the spotless Lamb of God, lived a perfectly sinless human life, and he died a sinner's death. Why? To sufficiently atone once for all for the sins of humanity. I've said this many times, it bears repeating, without both natures, Christ's payment would have been insufficient. As God, his sacrifice was sufficient to provide redemption for the sins of humankind. As man, he did what the first Adam failed to do. Isaiah, he not only foreshadows the death of Christ, but he foreshadows his resurrection as well. Through the resurrection, this sting of death, it has been swallowed up. It's been swallowed up in victory. And so Isaiah prophetically looked forward toward the resurrection of a man of sorrows, a man familiar with suffering. And he did so as the earnest of our resurrection on the last day, after the suffering of his soul. He will see the light of light, He will see the light of life, I should say, and be satisfied. Isaiah's prophecy is pregnant with the promise of new birth. Says Isaiah, your dead will live, their bodies will rise. You who dwell in the dust, wake up and shout for joy. Your dew is like the dew of the morning. The earth will give birth to her dead. Think about that. The earth will give birth to her dead. What does that mean? Well, it is from the dust that God created humankind. It is to the dust humankind returns. And yet it is also from the dust that our DNA emerges as the pattern for resurrected bodies. Our resurrection is seen with stunning clarity in Ezekiel's vision of dry bones scattered in a valley. Dry and discarded, the bones were, well, they were in danger of disintegrating into dust. But Ezekiel prophesied just as he had been commanded, and suddenly there was a noise. There was a rattling sound, and bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, said Ezekiel, and tendons and flesh appeared upon them, and then skin covered them. But there was no breath in them. Again, Ezekiel prophesied as he had been commanded to do, and suddenly breath entered their bodies. They came to life. They stood on their feet, a vast army. Well, Ezekiel's resurrection imagery finds ultimate resolution not only in the resurrection of Christ, but in your resurrection and my resurrection, in the resurrection of Christians. Jesus, who fulfills the entire mosaic of Old Testament resurrection prophecies, left absolutely no doubt about this coming resurrection. If you don't have this passage in your mind, you ought to. Jesus said, "Do not be amazed. A time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned." That's worth repeating. Do not be amazed at this, the words of Jesus. A time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned. If Christ had not himself been resurrected, the promise that he will resurrect dry bones in scattered graves would be as empty as the tomb that fulfilled this promise. So we have a guarantee of fulfillment. Christ suffered fatal torment. Good Friday. Great and holy Friday. Today, we remember Christ's passion upon the cross. He suffered fatal torment. The tomb was empty. Christianity cannot survive an identifiable tomb containing the corpse of Christ. Christ appeared and gave many convincing proofs that he had risen from the dead. And today, as I emphasized in the first segment of the broadcast, the appearances of Christ utterly transformed his disciples. They were once scared and scattered, but they became lions of the faith. They no longer lived for mean earthly vanities, but rather for eternal verities. This Sunday, as we remember the resurrection of our Lord and look forward to our own resurrections, let us remember as well our responsibility to make Christ's resurrection known to a lost and searching world so that they too may experience what it is to find the fountain of youth. Thanks for tuning in to this special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Enjoy the great and glorious feast of resurrection on Sunday, and we'll see you next week.
We appreciate you tuning in to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. If you've been blessed by the broadcast and want more information to help you grow in the grace and knowledge of God, go to our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. To contact a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. Again, that's 888-7000-274. Or you can write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Anyone who's been paying attention knows there's a war going on, not just on traditional morality, civility, and decency, but even more fundamentally on historic notions of truth. And the enemy isn't just the onslaught of fake news facilitated by a post-truth culture and turbocharged by growing legions of ideological spin doctors. No, the real enemies of truth range from postmodernist convictions that there is no objective truth to militant scientism that claims that only science can determine truth, and religion is little more than primitive superstitions. But CRI support team members are not waving a white flag of surrender. They're holding the fort by undergirding every one of Christian Research Institute's mind-shaping and life-changing outreaches 24/7. To learn how you can make a difference and enjoy all the benefits of support team membership, simply visit equip.org.